Welcome to Public Safety Talk Radio, the podcast for all of our heroes in public safety, including law enforcement professionals, firefighters, EMTs, corrections officers, healthcare workers, and more. This show is produced by the POCUA and is founded upon its Soundness Initiative.
This episode is sponsored by Police Mortgage. Police Mortgage is a full-service mortgage company dedicated to serving police officers and first responders. Founded in 2008, Police Mortgage offers a variety of mortgage products tailored to meet the needs of those who serve and protect. Police Mortgage, for first responders who are second to none. I am Ken Bader, your host for Public Safety Talk Radio, here to wish everybody, but especially our first responders out there, a happy Thanksgiving. I know that a lot of you are not sitting having turkey and pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving with your family, that you're out there on the streets, in the ERs, and in a lot of different places, you know, really helping us and keeping us safe. So I want to really thank you and wish you and your families a happy Thanksgiving. And obviously, if you're watching on video, you see my little nose bandage here. You'll see it again in the next episode, but want to reiterate and talk about prevention just for 1 minute. I had just a little bit of skin cancer here. No, I did not get punched in the nose. And thanks to my beautiful wife, she caught it very, very early, and it became a very simple procedure. But yeah, there's two ends of that. You know, one, if I had been a little bit more diligent in taking care of the problem earlier, I wouldn't have needed this bandage. They would have just frozen it off if I had gone earlier. And obviously, on the back end, if we had waited longer, or if my beautiful wife had noticed it, this would have been a much, much bigger problem. And as you've seen and heard over the last couple of weeks, and we'll continue it next week, you know, we've got kind of a unintended but important theme of mental and emotional wellness lately here on Public Safety Talk Radio. And I think the exact same analogy applies to mental health. Is, you know, sometimes, you know, you think you got a little bit of an issue and you just ignore it and let it go. And then maybe sometimes, you know, you wind up with a bandage on your face, or, you know, some bigger problem or something worse. So, you know, in that thought, if you think you're struggling with something, you know, whatever that is, you know, an addiction or a mental health issue or whatever the heck it is, it never hurts to talk to somebody. And that's all it really needs to be to start with. Whether it's any of our folks that we have been blessed to have as guests that work as professionals in mental wellness, or a friend or a colleague, you know, just to get, you know, their take to say, hey, you know what, I'm dealing with X and I don't know how to handle it. That can go a long way and be the beginning of something new and something better. So want to leave you with that. But also, again, happy Thanksgiving to all public safety professionals out there. And of course, to all of our POCUA credit unions that do an awesome job of serving law enforcement, firefighters, EMTs, and many other public safety professionals. Thank you for what you do. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And we'll be back next week with a great guest. Take care.
Public Safety Talk Radio is produced by the POCUA. POCUA is a consortium of financial institutions serving law enforcement as well as other first responders and public safety professionals. To learn more about our association and to find one of our credit unions or service providers near you, go to www.policecreditunions.com. And always remember, if you aren't working with one of our POCUA credit unions, you're just banking with an institution that just so happens to serve first responders. As a public safety professional, you and your family deserve better. find a POCUA credit union today.